Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on the Way of the Ocean, page 292. Those who graduated from the seminary, raise your hands. When you came to Gloucester, were you thinking, "Oh gee, I have to go there and fish," or were your thoughts instead filled with bubbling enthusiasm and burning desire to go out? Which one? After so many days have now passed, and you've experienced the ocean and heard me talk, you should not have a cool mind about it. If you do, something is wrong. By now, you should feel something like a magnet is pulling you along. You should feel like I do. Maybe some of you said, "Well, I've tasted this for the first time and it's enough. Enough is enough. I will never return here." Some of you might be thinking like that. Those who think like that, raise your hands. No one? I don't believe you. Sometimes you want to be with me forever. Sometimes you are changing. Adam and Eve wanted to be with God forever, but they were changing too. I'm looking at you, and some of your faces are saying, "Oh, the wind is about 25 knots tomorrow, and Father won't let us go out if the waves are over 8 feet high, so I hope it goes up to 8 feet. You know that normal weather creates waves from 2 to 6 feet. So some of you might think each night, "I hope it's bad weather tomorrow and we can stay in." Others of you might be praying for a typhoon every day. Those kinds of people are just wasting their time and energy. They are going on a forward march to nowhere. I am still a puzzle and a mystery to many people. Actually, I am a simple man, coming here and going fishing. But in the meantime, the highest possible leaders in America are being moved, and world leaders are moving too. When do I have the time to do all these things? Do you think I accomplish this by just sitting and doing nothing, just letting my head drop and go to sleep? Does everything happen like this? There are 240 million people living in this country. Those people cannot save this country. They would have done so by now, don't you think? They cannot save it. Only one man can save this country. Do you know why? Only Reverend Moon is saving this nation. With what? American people are proud. They are proud of their country, but now this country is crumbling down. How can we permit this situation? We cannot let this happen. It's a serious situation, and all Americans know about it, but no one will stand up. Only one man came here and said, "I will save America." With what? What power do I have? America has scientific power, political power, economic power, military power. It is number one in so many areas. How can only one person stand up and save this nation? What can save this country? Only God's love. Without God, there is no hope. This is the problem. American people don't know about this. They don't know about the true love of God. They don't know the purpose of God. Therefore, they don't know the purpose of America and cannot reach the goal. I came to teach clearly, this is God and this is God's love. I have a clear understanding of these two points. The American people don't have these points clear in their minds. This is the problem. That is why I am teaching you. Centered on love, God can dwell on earth. In the spiritual world, we have God, and here on earth, we have true parents. Centered on love, we can become one, and we can do anything. We can have dominion of true love over anything. Many people think, "Oh, Unification Church, it's just one little church. We don't have to think about it." If they continue like that, they will never find out. Our teaching is not just for the Unification Church. You have to know and be able to say, "True parents are my parents." No matter how powerful our opponents may be, they can never overcome us. We have been persecuted from all four corners of the world, but we have never been pushed out. How about you? Do you now understand this point? Where are you standing? Where have you been going until now? You have to take a strong stand. There are powerful countries in this world. You have to think about it seriously. How can you overcome the evil in this world? Only with truth. Only with love. Do you now understand? Who is God to you? You have to be able to say, "My parent." You should be able to stand up and proudly say, "God is not just the parent of true parents, but also my parent." And on this earth, you can declare, "True parents are my parents." With this, we will go marching on. This is the most important thing for us to know. Therefore, whatever we tackle, whether it is Ocean Church or an ocean business, it is not out of a sense of duty. No, whatever you are doing, you must understand is yours. You must be able to look at what you are doing and proudly say, that's mine. Look at the One Hope boat. Who made that boat? I initiated it and Mr. Kamiyama organized it. But whose boat is it? It is yours. All the Ocean Church owns the boats. You cannot think that someone else will take responsibility. You have to know that when you take a boat out. It is truly your responsibility. And the fishing gear, who designed it? I did. However, when you take that equipment and use it, to whom does it belong? To you. This way you have direct attachment and responsibility. What is the center of our moving forward? Only true love. With true love, your accomplishments will go on for eternity. With true love, what you accomplish will never disappear, never go away, but will remain for eternity. What about the contents of your mind? If you think I am too far away from the standard, then this is the time to think again. I am sure that when some of the members finished their training this summer and went back to school, you started thinking, oh, they are going back to their respective places. I wish it was my turn to go. Even though you are only staying a few more days or weeks, you are already thinking like that. If you don't think that way, my idea about you and my own experience is wrong. However, I am seldom wrong. How about the rest of you? Well, the rest of you have the mission of not going back anywhere because you haven't caught any tuna yet. So you have to follow the tuna. Follow them all the way until you catch them. Follow them all the way to the North Pole. You only say, all right, because you heard me talk tonight, but you should have been thinking, all right, from the very beginning. You might also think, oh, Father, you are the true parent. You are supposed to be loving me. Why do you always push me down to do the impossible task? Some of you might think that. However, the people who always complain are the ones who always lose. The price of laying the foundation. Many of you have never heard the kind of report before that Colonel Pak gave tonight on the media tour of Asia. Some of you may wonder, when did Father do all of this? How come all of these things are happening? Without any of the hard work, just by listening to it tonight, you are inheriting all of it. However, it isn't that simple. It is like this. When you finally receive the PhD from Harvard, everyone will give you praise and tribute, but none of them will ever understand the suffering and hardship you have gone through. Maybe it took 20 years or only 1 year. Certainly, whoever went through the course more quickly suffered more. In 14 years since I came to the United States, I have accomplished unprecedented things in history. No one has even imagined accomplishing these things in American history. You cannot understand what kind of hardship, suffering, and agony has gone on behind it. All by myself, alone. No one welcomed my coming. No one welcomed my suffering. No one wanted to go to Danbury. I worked hard and paid the sacrifice in order to achieve the goal. Anyone just trying to receive the fruit from that effort has a mind like a thief. You cannot get the priceless treasure without paying the price deserving of it. The American people have been very skeptical. The young people especially have been skeptical about my goal and my way of doing things. They have been 50-50, not 100% behind me. Now they realize that they were wrong, that this has been a sure thing, that I have been right all along. At that moment, they want to grab the result, grab the achievement, but it's not fair. It's not even possible. You are not ready to receive. Your container is not ready to receive what I want to give. The treasure is ready, but the container is not ready, so you have to leave the treasure behind and make the container ready. In the meantime, someone else who has been working hard may come and take the treasure. I don't like that. I want you to have that treasure. That is why I am pushing you along the road of suffering and difficulty, so that you are able to contain the treasures that are waiting for you. 7 years ago, 61 Japanese members were invited to New York. They were each given a $100 bill and told, you are the pioneers of the fishing business, the seafood business. Go forward, pioneer the way, and bring back prosperity. This year, that same group came back and reported that without a doubt, they have made the strongest of foundations in the fishing industry. That kind of foundation is spreading throughout the country, so the seafood people are noticing that Moonies are everywhere. Some of them think, the only place where the Moonies aren't pushing any further is the Pacific Ocean itself. If I am to escape them, I'll have to jump in. Why are these Japanese brothers winning? Because they think, I am responsible for this business. This isn't anyone else's business. It is my business. It is my Heavenly Father's business. With that thought in their minds and hearts, they work harder and faster. When they go forward like this, totally united in their soul and mind with the purpose of God, the blessing of God is always with them. The result is that their business is simply growing by leaps and bounds. Based upon that, we are going to pioneer in the same way with several hundred more members. Each one will be just like a seed. They will be given the same amount of money to start with. I know that if they follow exactly the same course as the first pioneers, they will succeed without a doubt. Just become a clone of these older members. You have that capacity and potential. You can double and triple their results. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of The Way of the Ocean.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.